keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. And I suppose we saw that lived out in Kenya in, you know, a most incredible way, in the way that they cherish and care for one another. And, you know, it was an amazing privilege just to be a part of that and to see care in action, you know, in an amazing way. You know, and I said earlier, you know, I went feeling, you know, well, I'm going, but I didn't have any deep conviction that this was, you know, that I was going to do anything or that Africa would do anything to me. But, you know, the incredible thing was that I fell in love with somebody in Africa. I knew this would happen. A little guy called Mikey. And all the way home, we were pulling my case and saying, it's okay, Mikey, we'll get you out soon. Because I actually wanted to bring him home. But he was just one of the ones that I would have loved to have brought home. But, you know, our Easter morning service was just amazing. I mean, it was an amazing service. And then Mikey came and sort of jumped on me and clung to me for some time during that morning service. And it was just amazing to feel that you were there and that you were actually able to do something. And so, Kenya, you know, I still look at my watch maybe 40 times a day thinking, what are they doing? What are they eating? Are they having lunch yet? Which classroom would I be in? And so I'm checking all the time. But, oh, thank you. Thank you. But during that, you know, Easter morning service, I had little Mikey sort of clinging to me. And he had holes in his T-shirt. And he had holes in his little shoes. And yet his mother, who was a row in front, she just leant over and put one coin into the collection. And it was just so poignant. You know, the widow's mite is being lived out in places like Africa. And Mandy and I were just, well, we were just a mess. You know, there's no other word for it. You know, we were just so emotional with all that was going on. And, you know, we went to Africa with very different views about how it would all work. But, I mean, the thing that we come back and say is, you know, Africa has done more for us than we could ever do for Africa. And, you know, we talk about, supplying water, and we talk about supplying food and schooling and a home and all those things, and those are wonderful in themselves. And those just are absolutely incredible. But the thing that makes it different, you know, any humanitarian organization can do that. But the difference with Hope and Kindness is that they preach Christ and Him crucified. That they actually share in their daily lives the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the thing that makes it different. And that's why I would say, if you can, pray, give, and go to Kenya and to Hope and Kindness if you can. But keep it in your prayers if you can't do anything else. Thank you very much.